and his group, and you know, Russ Ball for the job that they did. But it's very important for young players to be in camp on time. It's practice time, the meeting time. Those are days you just can't get back. You see it time and time again when players miss because of contract negotiations that they fall behind. So we feel very good in the fact that all of our rookies are here and ready to go.
Where is Mullins?
Mullins, he's decided to move on from football. So he made us aware of that approximately 4 or 5 days ago. So we wish him the best.
Mike, where are you with the injured guys?
Injured guys, we'll have 3 players that did not pass the physicals that will start off on PUP, and Al Harris, Tari Bigby, and James Starks. I'm sorry?
The last one?
James Starks with the hamstring and Atari with his ankle.
What's your plan for those guys? I'm sure it's different for each one, but is Al still kind of on the schedule you thought back in June?
Well, doctors are very encouraged with Al, particularly the last 3 weeks. He's really has done a great job of attacking this rehab. So I do not have a time frame, but he's really coming on strong, and that's a credit to his work ethic and to our medical staff. You know, James Starks is the injury that occurred in the spring, and it has come back on him, the hamstring. And Atari, just seeing him today for the first time, I really can't give you a time frame on that either.
With Al, are you holding out hope for week one, or are you?
That's really a medical decision. That he's ahead of schedule, and it's amazing how fast some of these players in today's game come back from major knee surgery, and Al's definitely no exception to trying to be one of those types of players. But it was a significant injury, and he's making a lot of progress. I would be purely speculating on it.
But Mike, you haven't ruled that out as a possibility. It's at least possible that he could be ready for September 12th.
Oh, I would not be surprised. But it's really, it's, if you had asked me 3 or 4 weeks ago, I would have probably said no. But the report that I was given today by Dr. Pat McKenzie, he's made a lot of progress.
Mike, did you expect in any way to lose Johnny Jolly for the whole year?
Well, I think those types of situations, when it does happen, I think you're always surprised because you're not really exposed to all the information. Obviously we have as much information as you possibly can, within the legal system to try to make those types of decisions. But it's something that the league has judged on, and I'm more concerned for Johnny on a personal note because he's got a battle in front of him here with his legal situation. Well, Johnny's been a good football player for us. Johnny's he's definitely a tough guy. He has a tremendous energy, particularly on game day. But anytime a player goes down or is not available, and we always talk about that as a football team, availability and accountability are two building blocks in our foundation of how we approach things as a team. It's an opportunity for other players to step up, and we're fortunate enough to have depth at that position, and our young guys will have an opportunity to fill that void.
Do you expect him to play again for the Packers?
I'd be purely, speculating. I hope Johnny definitely plays again, but he's got a personal situation in front of him that he needs to overcome.
Mike, are all 3 of those PUP guys on active PUP, or do you still have to?
We are at Eddie. We released John Russell this morning.
Mike, obviously every team has high expectations at this point. Do you feel you guys have a Super Bowl caliber team?
Well, I stand up here every year, and maybe you laughed at me in the past 4 years. I have no idea, but it's no different from my viewpoint. I have every intention and belief that we have the capabilities of winning the Super Bowl. Every decision that we make towards our football team, towards our program, our environment, is always trying to improve and grow our football team, whether it's adding depth, you know, redoing our facilities, or anything to try to find a way to keep building towards winning the next Super Bowl here in Green Bay. So that's definitely our goal. But really, my primary focus is on training camp, because there's a lot of work. It's nice to sit up here and talk about it. It's nice to have people say nice things about you, but it doesn't help you have a good practice tomorrow and work at your fundamentals and do the things that are important to building and reshaping your football team, learning from the lessons of last year, create the team identity that you're looking to create for the 2010 team. That's really where our focus is as a team.
As a coach, though, how can you use those expectations either to motivate or to make sure that guys, you know, stay focused and don't get a little full of themselves? Is there any way that you can use those as a coach?
I mean, I would think everybody does. I just had our team meeting. We talked about winning the Super Bowl, and we talked about where it's played at, and the relevance of our team meeting room. The only team pitchers in that room were the pitchers of the world champions of the Green Bay Packers, and everything we've done throughout the offseason and everything we'll do starting tomorrow will be taking a step to being the next team up on that wall. That's our goal.
How do you feel about the conditioning of your team?
I got a very positive conditioning report. I'm happy with the weights of our players. You know, a couple of guys always come in a little high, and nothing that you're worried about. Probably a little more in our skill positions, particularly one of our quarterbacks. But I think we're a very well-conditioned football team. I think it shows the work that they've done in their 5 weeks away from here. So. The run test, the conditioning test was positive.
Mike, Aaron Rodgers has done so well for you. He's the all-time leader in passing efficiency. How could he improve after seasons like they had last year?
Oh, Aaron Rodgers can improve. He can get better every day. He's off to an excellent start in his overall career. But this is his third year as a starter. His challenges will come more from the opposing defenses. Now they have 2 years of film on him. They'll challenge him different ways, and it's important for us as an offensive staff to make sure he has the tools and the opportunities to continue to be successful, and that's something that you have to work on every day. You need to stay strong at his fundamentals, and there's new things you add every year schematically. We've had a chance to install those things in the spring, and we'll have an opportunity to really work at those things at a high rate and get some live action on them, get them ready for the regular season. Again, I shouldn't have said it, yeah. One of the three. One of the two. So.
Hey, Mike, you mentioned learning from the lessons of last year.
Yeah.
What did you talk about with the guys? What lessons are to be most important?
Well, I think it's very important to simplify. We take the February and March time to evaluate the team and have an opportunity to really get everything in the spring. It's just really a credit to our players, our off-season program attendance. So there won't be anything new that they'll see from a defense or an offense or special teams when we start our meetings in the morning. So it's just the things we need to work on. We feel we need to be a better tackling football team. That's both on defense and special teams. So. We have tackling periods, every single day, which we have not done in the past. And just staying after the key fundamentals that we feel will help form and shape our team identity. And we have the past to look to. We have the blueprint in place for a lot of those things we've accomplished. So we know what it looks like, and we'll continue to stay focused on that, because you don't carry anything over from the year before. You can point to it, learn from it, both positive and negative, and those are the types of things we really have talked about all spring, and will be reiterated as we start this training camp process.
What's your concern level with Big B? Maybe miss the whole offseason and not being physically ready?
Well, I'm concerned. I'm everybody's concerned. I haven't had an opportunity to talk to Atari. you know, he's had the ankle injury, and it's something that's bothered him in the past. So hopefully we can get the answer for that, and he can get out there and get ready to go.
What is that team identity
you're
searching for?
Well, our team identity has been the same since I've been here. It's just you're just always trying to get to a higher level. You know, we talk about being smart, tough, fundamentally sound. You know, that's the picture that we look for every time we take the field as a football team, both in a practice environment and on game day. So, you know, everything we do is structured towards, you know, creating that identity as a football team.
So, Mike, so far,
I'm sorry?
This is the lingering ankle from, I don't even know when it was, a year ago or two or something.
Correct.
And to your knowledge, I mean, how bad is this thing?
It just really bothered him in the conditioning test, and that was the key to why he did not pass the physical. So, you know, it's something that we have to get our hands around.
Do you know if he was monitored outside of the building at all? Do you know if he's...
Well, there was communication, you know, through with Atari, but you know, we all know what his business situation was, and so I mean, this is really the first opportunity our doctors have had a chance to examine him.
How do you feel with Burnett going forward then with the starters and what you've seen from the football?
That's what training camp's for. I mean, I really like what the young man's done in the underwear practices. He's very smart. I think he's a very good communicator. Showed a lot of athletic ability. Those types of things that you can see in the OTAs. Everybody's very pleased. But you know, he has an opportunity in front of him, and you know, I think he's gone off to a good start, good foundation. Really like his work ethic. So it'll be exciting to see him out there.
Mike, will this camp move any faster than the ones you had in the past? Can you throw stuff at them faster? Installing things and getting to where you want it?
Well, I always thought we were pretty fast. We put everything in 9 installations. I can only, you know, refer to some of the programs I've coached in before, but you know, most of our information is in, you know, before family night. You know, and it's definitely done by the Tuesday before our first preseason game. So I don't know how to get in any faster than that. So, but to answer your question, it'll be pretty much the same. The last 3 years is we've been able to get it in that same time period. Well, really, really excited to see him out there in pads and work the fundamentals. But you know, Ryan's this is the best shape that I've seen him in our time here. You know, very, very happy with his off season and the way he's reported. So I think people underestimate, you know, the guy's foot speed and his quickness and his instincts. So I think Ryan will do an excellent job out there.
Like, what about your defense as a whole, second year with Dom's scheme? What are your expectations to move forward from last year?
Well, we want to be a dominating defense. And, you know, it starts with stopping the run and pressuring the quarterback, and that won't change. You know, it's a defense that has a lot of moving parts. Communication is a critical aspect of it. I think that's an area where we vastly improved as the season went on, and definitely it was reflected in our performances and the productivity that we accomplished in year one, and I look for that aspect to improve, and it's a challenge. If you ever coordinated an offense or defense in the National Football League, you spend that first spring putting in a system, and you put in a system of offense or a system of defense, you almost have to put everything in because everything's building off of the first component that you put in, and then when you get into year two, you know, you have the experience now where you can throw certain things out. You don't have to go back and start over. Your volume's tighter. Your reps are managed even better. So that's a very, in my experience being a coordinator, I think that's a very common progression. So with that being the case, with Dom going through that, with the defensive staff, I look for us to be a better defense this year.
Mike, where's Justin Harrell at as far as health-wise? Where's he at right now?
Justin's full go. His conditioning's good. You know, he liked his weight, and he's full go, no restrictions.
Is this kind of a make or break camp for him to try to stay healthy throughout the season and try to make an effort to stay on the field?
It's an important camp for Justin. He knows that. We all know that. We're excited that he's finally healthy. That's a frustrating that's a frustrating place to be as a player when you have, you know, back-to-back injuries and things that keep you out, especially, you know, with the expectations of being a first-round pick. But, you know, I'm just happy for him to be healthy and just want to see him stack some practices together, have some success. And it's really been a medical issue for him.
Mike, last year, Raji missed 2 weeks of camp. 2 years ago, it was a hard thing to feel. This year, there aren't any distractions. And how important is that not to have those off-season?
Oh, there's distractions out there. They haven't come down the road yet. That's just the life of the National Football League. So hopefully not some as big as others in the past. But that's a part of our business. And I think that's really the part that I'm looking forward to. I think this is clearly the most mature football team that I've stood in front of in my time here. I'm excited about coaching this group. It's a group that understands the schedule, how we do things. They put in the extra time in the spring. It gives us the ability to be smart in training camp, to have the hard, tough, long practices, but to have the Wednesday where we can give their legs a rest and stay away from the fatigue injuries. So I'm excited about starting tomorrow, but this, you know, on paper, this may be the best team that we have assembled in my time here. But the reality is it doesn't mean anything until you take advantage and build it the right way, and that starts in training camp practice number one.
What else excites you about this year?
Well, just where we are, there's nothing new this year. You know, we're not putting in a new, you know, we're not putting in a new defense. You know, we don't have a new quarterback. We don't have, you know, a new special teams coach. You know, I mean, we have an opportunity to build off of some continuity and some success in the past. So we have a clear understanding of how we want to play. We have a tough schedule, like everybody in the league does. But I just clearly think this is a mature, you know, football team that's ready to take the next step.
How does Spencer Havner look with the shoulder and his conditioning?
Well, it took a while, you know, for it to heal, and he's full go, all positive feedback from Mark Labatt and Dr. McKenzie. So he'll be full go starting tomorrow.
Limitations with TJ
Lang? He'll have a brace on his wrist, but he's a full participant.
Mike, you mentioned the pass rush. How confident are you that you've got the pieces to create it from other spots, whether it's with skiing or with other guys?
Oh, I'm confident. There's going to be some players that are going to have, you know, some more opportunities that, you know, that may not have been there in the past. But it's you know, just with our young defensive lineman that we drafted, and, you know, Brad Jones and Brady's a year better in this defense. You know, our inside linebacker group, the depth that we have there, you know, we looked at, you know, get some more production out of those guys. There's, you know, Nick Barnett was a very effective blitzer last year when we used him. So Kellen Jenkins had an excellent year in the pass rush. So I definitely feel that we have the numbers, and, you know, we just got to make sure that we have the versatility and the flexibility to be able to go through a 16-game season into the playoffs. And that's what you spend the off season for, because it's a long year. Things happen. You have obstacles that you have to overcome, and you don't just get, you know, pass rush from line up four all the time and generate that way. That's not the way we're built.
I can't remember if it was at the combine or at the NFL meetings, but I feel like you talked about you were going to do a couple of things different in practice, and it may have only been with special teams, but the focus on getting the penalties down.
Well, our biggest issue with penalties and on special teams is, frankly, our fundamentals. I mean, when you have that many holding calls, I mean, it's, you know, you have to take a look at, you know, who they are, the individuals. Why is it happening? You know, when is it happening? So that's all been addressed. And if you observe the OTA practices, there has been some drill specific additions to adhere to those issues. We will be better at fundamentals and special teams. We've increased our practice time for that. So I think problem solving is very clear. When you have an issue, you know, we're not looking for excuses. We're just looking for answers. And the answer to that is we're going to spend more time on it. It's definitely an area that was an extreme negative for us as a football team. Our penalties and the last 2 years in special teams is unacceptable, and that's something that we will correct this year.
Mike, whether or not Brett Favre comes back, how badly does the team want another have another crack at the Vikings after losing to the Vikings twice last year?
We just feel very blessed that we get to play them twice a year. I mean, it's a great rivalry. They're a very good football team. The success they had last year, but we know where they are on the schedule, and there's a lot of football to be played before that game. But I'm sure it'll be two more exciting games this year.
Mike, of the rookies that you drafted this year, who's really shined in your eyes and it looks to be like ahead of the curve that you're really looking to see in pass tomorrow of the rookies that you drafted this year?
Well, really all of them, because it's really different. It's so different when you go to the OTAs, and it's easy to get higher on a player in the spring and then maybe not as high in training camp. The real football, the closest that you get to actual games is the way we practice, particularly our night practices and those afternoon practices. Those are physically taxing practices by design. So I want to see them all in pads. I mean, those are when the true answers will come to the forefront.
Mike, how long do you anticipate the punting battle go? Will you can let it go the whole training camp, or do you want it done before that?
I'm not in a hurry. Last 2 years it's been a negative. There's no doubt about that, and I think it's important to give both Chris and Tim the opportunity to punt in games. So, if things go right, they won't be punting a whole lot, so that'll make it even tougher. But I say that sarcastically, but it's important for us to evaluate those players in games. We got to make sure that we give them a fair opportunity to show themselves. I think their off-season work has been very good. The competition to this point has been very good. I think they're both definitely have the potential and talent to punt in the National Football League. I don't question that at all. But we need to see them in game day activity because, obviously the penalties, the fundamentals of our special teams last year and the punting performance is something that we definitely need to improve on.
Timeline on the offensive line. The past years, we're going to try to get things set earlier rather than later. What do you think
of that? I haven't really given it much thought because that's such a tough group to sort out. We've had so many different combinations of players playing. Training camp will answer that. I'm not going to sit there and say I want to play them. Play with the Stars in the Indianapolis game. It'd be nice, but. We'll see how that happens. This is the most depth that we've had there. There's going to be more competition than we've had in the prior 4 years or so. I think it's important to make sure we give all those guys a chance.